This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president. And the reason is because I have a lot of faith in the American people.
Donald Trump cannot win a choice election.
Without college-educated white voters, Donald Trump can't win.
Because if Donald Trump can't win over the overwhelming majority of members of his own party, he just can't get the votes he needs to win the election.
Can Donald Trump win a general election?
My view is no, but we'll see.
If you lined up everyone that was wrong 1 year ago today, oh, you'd have a really long line. And you know what? I'd be in it. Chuck Todd joins us. Meet the Press, MTP Daily Podcast, 1947. You ought to see it, or listen to it, I should say. And you ought to see some of the cool anniversary stuff that the MTP crew is doing here on the 70th anniversary of Meet the Press. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Steve. Hey, I'd be in the line, too.
Yeah, we'll both be in line.
Not pretend. No, trust me.
All right, so before we get to politics, if somebody made a prop bet in the beginning of the year, before this NFL season started, that the Bears would be favorite over the Packers, you'd make a lot of money. And look at this.
Yeah.
Bears-Packers week, and the Bears are Bears are favorite.
Here's the thing. You know what I'm more excited about? I'm glad it's Miami-Notre Dame week. I'll be honest. I watched that Packer game in Detroit, and that's what I'm like all fired up. I watched that Packer game on Monday night. And the reality is setting in. They're 4-4. I'm smelling 6-10.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, and so probably happy to get there.
And honestly, this is one of the two new wins I'm actually counting on Green Bay to have.
I feel like this kid that's the backup. Who's playing now?
Hundley. Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley.
Yeah, he feels like Zeke Bretkowski following Bart Starr to me.
Oh, I know. You know, here's the thing. I watched this kid in college. He's got a lot of talent. I don't know. I'm not sure does the coach not trust Hundley to do things, and he's keeping them under wraps, or is Hundley really that far behind the playbook? It has been frustrating watching them. But look, the real problem is they have no running back. They have no running game. And when you have a young quarterback and you don't have anybody to get 2 yards, forget it.
Tough.
Yeah. Now they have no tight end, and they have no offensive line either.
Yeah.
So
other than that, things are good.
Yeah, things
other
are okay.
That, everything's great. Clay Matthews is healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, got that going. Clay may bring back the rest of his family just to fill out some jerseys.
Exactly.
All right, so here we are. 1 year ago this morning, we woke up to Donald Trump as president. And I guess what I'd say is we know who he is. We know he's 71 years old. And maybe we all collectively need to stop freaking out every time he says something inappropriate, does something inappropriate, or doesn't appear to be ready for the job. I'm not advocating lower the standards. I'm just saying adjust your reality.
Look, I think there's some of that. I think, though, that's such a fine line of when do you adjust. I agree on adjusting reality. I think some of my colleagues, you can't take the outrage meter. You know, we took it to 10. It's like it doesn't go to 11 and 12, right? Mm-hmm. And Spinal Tap taught us that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's just only so much you go. So I do think you have to be we do need to be more, we collectively, a bit more selective in it. But I have to tell you, look, it may have been a delayed reaction, but what we saw this election night, a year later, on Tuesday night, and the reaction or where basically suburbia repelled, against all things having to do with Donald Trump. That's exactly what a lot of us thought was going to happen in the suburbs in 2016. But the issue that we underestimated was the loathing that was out there for Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's possible we may look back in 10 years and 2016 looks like an accident. Doesn't look like anything other than a black swan election where the swan is named Hillary Clinton, that it was an accident, that her profile, her personal issue, whatever it is, whatever voters thought of her, it was the reason why he won, especially if we end up in 17 being a Democratic year, if 18 is a Democratic year, and if he doesn't win re-election. That's what history will then judge 2016.
We're
still finding out.
What have the Democrats learned? This is the amazing thing to me. The Republicans are just one member short of a clown car, and the Democrats have done nothing to take advantage of that in Congress. And obviously the president's problems are what we're discussing here. And the Democrats have no message. They have no leadership.
No.
What do they plan to do?
Well, look, I think they've learned tactically to do things better. They're at least recruiting candidates. I mean, you know, there's, you know, if you look at what happened in the House of Delegates and the state legislative races in Virginia, you know, they won a bunch of races. Ironically, the last time it was up, they didn't have candidates in like half the seats. Mm-hmm. So tactically, the Democrats are making progress on that front. But just because Ralph Northam won by 9 points instead of one or two or doesn't mean he had a message. It doesn't mean Democrats look like they know how to have an answer on immigration. I mean, they're still caught in a trap where they're the party of open borders, which, wait a minute, in the middle of the electorate, they're not fully there either. They, you know, they want a compassionate immigration policy that has some border security, right? You know, so they still have a lot of work to do. That said, when you're out of power, sometimes you don't need a message. Did the Republicans have a message beyond not Obama and not Obamacare in 2010?
No.
In a midterm election, there's a reminder, and that's what, look, the fact of the matter is Gillespie dictated the terms of the campaign in the last 3 weeks, and Northam still swamped him. You know, normally in a campaign that the two of them engaged in, and you look who's more defensive, all this stuff, like I said, you could have made an argument Gillespie won the campaign but lost the election. But sometimes it doesn't matter. I mean, turnout, it didn't just surge. It was a tsunami that showed up. You had presidential level turnout in Virginia. Frankly, there were spots that had a higher turnout than 2016.
Right.
That is something, that is an energy that, you know, you don't need a message. People went into that voting booth and said, oh, I'm voting straight Democratic, it looked like in some points, because it was just that kind of ousting here in the Old Dominion.
And we got to see what happens with the primary season coming up as well, because 2018 primaries will determine who your candidates are you vote for next November, and we'll be harping about it here. Before I let you go, math doesn't lie. The tax bill, any chance of getting it out of the House, into the Senate, out of the Senate to a vote? Where are we going to go with this?
Well, what's it going to look like? I think something's going to come out, but I think this thing dramatically changes. Every suburban Republican member of Congress woke up Wednesday morning either thinking about two things. Should they retire and not run for reelection? And if they run, oh, my God, what are they going to do with this tax bill? And I think because this tax bill targets the upper middle class, the very constituencies, these basically 25 most vulnerable Republican members reside in. And they're the ones that are probably benefiting the least from this tax bill. I think it's going to make creating the tax bill a mess. You know what Donald Trump should do? He pledged $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Divide that up and just give an equal amount of money to every family that makes less than $200,000 a year and call it a day.
Yep.
I mean, just do an $2,000 rebate is basically what it would be, I think, or something like that. Just do that.
It would probably
accomplish more. And frankly, the president would love that. It would at least guarantee somebody got cash.
Everybody gets a check.
What George W. Bush did, everybody got a check.
Yeah.
Remember? Everybody got a check.
No, I completely agree. Meet the Press, MTP Daily, and, of course, 1947, the podcast. Is there a book coming out to celebrate your anniversary on the show or anything?
We have an e-book that was sort of an updated version of our a great sort of history of Meet the Press book that came out during the 50th, and we've updated it every 5 years.
All right. Well, so I think you need something for this year for Christmas.
I hear you. You know, I don't know. Some book publishers said we'll do the book at 75. You know, sometimes the 5 and the 0, you never know.
Who knows where we'll be in 5 years.
The more marketable number. That's what I say.
By the way, we didn't have time to talk about this, but I'm just glad the president's finally going to make it to Vietnam. All right, Chuck, I'll see you later.
Drops the mic. Goodbye.